So Bezrat Hashem, we'll continue our shiur in Sefer Simcha Chadasha. We were learning Siman Yutet, which discusses Dinei Birkot HaShechita, the laws relevant to the blessing recited before Shechita. The rabbi now will discuss in Seif Zayin the dinim of making Hnefsek between the Bracha and the Shechita. We're going to learn which type of interruptions warrant a new Bracha to be recited and which are not problematic. See Siv Zayin. The rabbi writes, Yivdok hasakin v'achakach yivarech v'yishchot miyad toch kidei dibur l'habirecha. Ideally, the knife should be inspected before one comes to shecht, and then he should recite a blessing, and the animal should be slaughtered immediately after that. The rabbi will explain why that is. Shelechatchila asu lafsik ben bracha l'shechita b'shum davar o b'sicha afilu l'tzorech shechita. Lechatchila, there should be no interruption between the blessing and the shechita, and a person should not even stop about matters concerning shechita. That's the first point. Ideally, one should shecht right after the blessing with no interruption. The rabbi continues, "U'b'di'evet im sach afilu dibur echad ben habracha l'shechita, shelo mitzorech ha-shechita, ha v'hefsek v'tzarich bracha acheret. Aval tzorech shechita, kegon ten li hasakin, o ten li lishchot v'kadome, lo have hefsek v'en tzarich bracha acheret, ואפילו לכתחילה אם בירך ואחר כך הוא צריך לדבר בענייני שחיטה כנזכר, או שכח מלבדוק הסכין קודם ברכה, הרי זה מדבר ובודק ואפילו מתקן הסכין לא הווה הפסק, רק שלא ישיח דעתו מהשחיטה ולא ישנה מקומו. The rabbi here writes that בדיעבד, if one spoke even one word on matters that are not related to the shechita, then he must repeat the blessing over. That is an hefsek, that's an unwarranted interruption. However, if he spoke on matters regarding shechita, the rabbi says includes even if a person forgot to check his knife, he could say, hey, let's check the knife, or let's say he needs to fix the knife and he wants to stop and he wants to sharpen the knife, or if he tells someone anything else that's related to the shechita, then there's no requirement to recite the blessing over again. So again, l'chatchila, a person should not interrupt, but if he must interrupt, or if he interrupted b'di'evet by things that are not related to the shechita, then it matters. If he interrupted by unrelated matters, then he must recite the blessing over again. If he got interrupted by things that are related to shechita, then he does not have to recite the blessing over. And then the rabbi qualified it that even if he interrupted by something that's related to shechita, which does not require one to recite the blessing over again, that's as long as the person was not distracted from the shechita. Because if he was distracted, or if he changed his place, then he has to recite the blessing over. The rabbi ends off, "V'nira li dehu hadin be'emsa shechita yachol lezarez lahamachzik behabal chai hanishchat sheyachzik betov velo yarpeh. The rabbi here discusses an interesting case of one that stops in the middle of the shechita. Suppose in the middle of the shechita, the shochet feels that the animal is a little falling away from his hands. So he may speak to encourage the person that's holding the animal to restrain it better, to hold it down better. The rabbi then ends off with another interesting question of, suppose he didn't stop between the brachat of the shechita by speaking, rather he was just remained silent, he stayed quiet. What's the halacha? The rabbi writes, "Ve'im lo shach ben bracha l'shechita, rak hefsik b'shtika, eino tzarich lachzor v'levarech." If the person did not speak, he didn't make a hefsek through speech between the blessing and the shechita, but rather he paused with silence, he was quiet, then the blessing does not need to be recited over again. So Seif Zayin spoke about dinei hefsek between bracha and shechita. The first law we learned, that lechatchila, you're not supposed to be mafsik between the bracha and the shechita b'shum davar, afilu if it's l'tzorech shechita. Rather, you should check the knife beforehand and then make a bracha and slaughter right away. The second point was that if he did speak, even one word, b'di'eved, so it's as follows. If it's shelo mitzorech hashchita, then it's a hefsek and you need to recite the blessing over again. If it's a tzorech hashchita, for example, you say, ten li hasakin, give me the knife, then it's not nechshav and hefsek, and you do not need to recite another bracha. The next halacha is Se'if Chet, which is a interesting halacha that is no longer really relevant. It's applicable to people that were slaughtering in places which were dominated by Muslims. These Muslims did not allow Jews to slaughter unless they say two words, Allah and Akbar, before they slaughter. What's the halakha? Is this a hefsek or not? Rabbi writes, Yesh mekamot shehakum enom manichim l'Yisrael lishchot im lo sheomer kodem hashchita samuch lashchita mamash shtei milot elu. Allah v'akbar rotze lomar el hakabir. Nira li diyesh lishtadel levatel ze dinira kichukot haakum. ואם אפשר לבטלו, יש להשתדל לאומרם קודם הברכה, ואם גם זה אי אפשר, נראה לי כיוון די ישראל מכוון במילות אלו, שהשחיטה היא לשם הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהוא אל כביר שציוונו לשחוט, לא הווה הפסק, ומדבר בענייני השחיטה הוא, ואי אפשר בלב הכי. So the rabbi here is saying that in these areas where they don't allow the Jews to slaughter unless they say these two words, Allah and Akbar, which mean God is awesome, God is great, then it is as follows. So the rabbi says that lechatchila you should not recite this because it appears like chukot ha'akum, it's like a pagan custom. If, however, it's impossible to be mevatel this minhag, so then the rabbi says as follows. Lechatchila you should try to say it even before the bracha so you don't have any hefsek. And if that is not possible, rather you have to say it, you have to say this mamash before you slaughter, so then the rabbi says that there's no issue. Why? Because sof kol sof, you're shechting because Hashem commanded al hashchita. So by saying these two words, Allah and Akbar, which means to say God is great, then there is no hefsek because it's minyanei hashchita. You're talking about how great Hashem is and that the shechita is because Hashem commanded us to shecht if we want to eat. The rabbi, however, says that the idea that one might have of reciting these two words earlier and then shecht while saying the blessing simultaneously together. So he says that that's not appropriate. Why? Which was a concept that we already spoke about, that the blessing must be said before the shechita and not at the time of shechita together. So that's an interesting question, similar to this she'elah of hefsek that we learned in the prior se'if.